Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners who want the confidence to grow without having to hustle 24/7. I'm Libby Langley, your host, award-winning No BS business coach and Amazon best-selling author. Join me each week to learn simple and practical strategies for growing your business, growing your profits, growing your confidence, and for having fun in business too. Here's this week's episode. Hello, how are you? Libby Langley here with another episode of Life in Business, your weekly podcast if you want to grow your business without hustling or burning out or, you know, just, oh my God, why am I doing this? I should just get a job. So I'm here to give you the insight into business and to help you through the rollercoaster quagmire, as it is sometimes. So, and today I want to talk to you about the power of taking time off. Okay. Maybe sounds counterproductive, right? But you know that I'm an enormous advocate for working less and earning more, obvs. But we're talking about the working less today. And it's not just about, oh my God, I can't be bothered to do anything. I'm not going to do anything. There are days like that, right? And you have your days like that. I have my days like that. And that's fine. Well, what we're talking about here is more of a kind of proper strategy for building the business that you want and building the life that you want around, building the business that you want around the life that you have, right? Kind of important to say that and say it in the right order, Libby. But because life is always going to exist. Life is always going to happen, you know? There's always going to be things that throw spanners in the works. And that's not necessarily something that you can change, you know, caring responsibilities or I don't know, whatever it is, right, that you have going on in your life. So the business needs to be built around the life. And part of that is taking time off. Because if you are just work, oh my God, now I've got some other stuff to do because life's just happened. Oh, but I need to work, you're going to drop dead pretty quickly, right? It's not a fun place to be. And it's not the reason that you started your business either. That's so important to just kind of keep reminding you of. The reason that you started your business, I'm willing to put some, you know, a chunk of money on, is that you wanted more time freedom and more financial freedom, aka work less, earn more, which is why you're here. Hello. But the power of taking time off, I don't think I have talked about it enough before. So today I'm going to. And I would say that taking time off is probably the best business strategy that you're not using, right? What I'm going to talk about is the importance of rest, reflection, and stepping back from the daily grind, the day-to-day of running a business. I've got loads of personal experience in this area of what's worked and what hasn't, actually. And I think it changes with age and stage of life too, right? You know, the energy that I had when I started my business back in 2011, let me just say, it ain't the energy I've got now. So that also probably needs to be factored into things. I'm also going to give you some kind of some practical ways, I guess, that you can start implementing more time off without feeling guilty, because this is a real thing that we battle with. More so with women, it is true in my experience of working with many, many thousands of people. But it is a thing. It's like, well, I need to be sitting at my desk from 9 to 5. No, you don't. Why? Who says that? You're the one who makes the rules. It's your business. No, you don't. But there is a guilt associated with that, that if you take time off, your business isn't growing as quickly as it could. If you sit there just, you know, hammering away at stuff, it's going to become more successful than if you go and walk the dog. And it's like, yeah, but no, it's not. Because we all look for things to fill the time and to make ourselves busy. And half of that stuff doesn't bloody matter and doesn't make any difference, right? You're far better to focus on the things that are going to kind of really align with what it is that you want in your business and help you build a business that supports a really balanced and fulfilling life. Like that's hugely, hugely important to me that I help you with that. So work is counterproductive. Okay. There is no need for that. And when I first started my business, the kind of advice that I was given then, I mean, you know, this feels like a lifetime ago, right? but it was to build a team, grow a team, build a £1 million business, right? And that required some serious hustling, let me tell you. But that's what I did, not the £1 million, but, you know, a lot of money, but built the team. And I worked, oh, just an insane amount. And I've still got a notebook that's got my then husband. He kind of had to take control of things because it was ridiculous. And he's like, right, what do you need to do? And he wrote this to-do list, and it's still in the front of this notebook. And it's titled something like Things That Libby Needs To Do To Stop Her Head Exploding. And it's really kind of telling of the state of play at the time. It was like there were so many things to do. I was trying to grow, I don't know, half a dozen different streams in the business. And I think that was before I got any team members. And I remember going away a couple of times and one time in France, November, I guess that was coming up for my first year in business. Because I started the business officially the 1st of December 2011. So yeah, this would have been November 2012. And going away to this beautiful place in France, but every morning working, because I hadn't structured the business, if you like, to allow me to kind of take any time off. And it's just insane, you know, but I was on this kind of hamster wheel, and that's not healthy. But I kept going on that hamster wheel. I went kind of kaput, I think, in 2015, which is when I made the decision to make all my staff redundant and give up the office and go back home. You know, so it took me, I was in it for quite a long time, but certainly since then, and with a good 10 years of age under my belt, I can really see how misguided I was, I suppose. I mean, there weren't mistakes because I learned an awful lot, and I'm able to talk to you and to support you because of what happened. But it's not how if that's how you want to work, if that's how you want to work, not how you do work, but if that's how you want to work, then kind of I'm not the person to support you, right? But if you're finding yourself actually working like that and you think, oh my God, what am I doing? Then definitely we need to talk, right? But one of the real things that that kind of is, that's a real reality, right, is burnout. And burnout is real. I sometimes think that people are like, oh, you know, you're just a bit tired. And it's like, no, man, this is very, very different to that. And since I had my autism ADHD diagnosis coming up for 18 months ago now, I've seen when I've been burnt out and understand more how neurodiversity plays a real part in that too. Because overwhelm is like a daily thing, you know, everything takes a lot more energy and effort when your brain is as busy as us neurodivergent people's brains are. And you can get exhausted just at having to make two phone calls. Having to make one phone call can be kind of the thing that puts you over the edge sometimes. And if you're putting pressure on yourself to work, then that's even worse. And burnout's a really serious thing. It feels like, I think I'd probably go through it in somewhere on the scale, pretty much on a yearly basis, because I get really, the ADHD side, right, is I get really focused and really excited and go all in. And then I'm like, oh no, but I can't do anything else because I'm really tired. And this is a constant battle that I have with myself. And it's why I talk so openly and honestly about these things, because I'm not perfect. I would love to say I've perfected the 3-hour workday, you know, 200 grand a year business, but I haven't, because my brain doesn't work like that. So I have to kind of be really so super self-aware and really mindful of what's going on so that I can allow myself to take this step back. Because burnout, it's a feeling of utter exhaustion, right? It's a feeling of your brain not working. And I know recently, because of stuff, life, I can feel it. Yeah, I can feel it. At the time of recording, I can feel it. When you listen to this, I will have had a holiday and I will be feeling super duper again because I will have taken time off. But it means that you make more mistakes. It means that you're really tired. It means that things feel heavy. It means that your brain doesn't process stuff as quickly as well as it should. And this feeling of utter exhaustion, right? And nobody wants that. I mean, that's just horrible, right? So we don't want that. And we want to prevent that. And we also understand that there is a lot of science behind rest, taking rest. There's a lot of research out there that shows how taking regular breaks, including longer periods of time off, can kind of reset your mind. It can improve your focus and it can enhance your problem solving abilities, like the absolute opposite of what happens during burnout. And there's a reason that lunch breaks are a thing in employment. You know, lunch breaks are a thing because everybody needs a break and people tend to work through them. You know, there's still this badge of honor. I don't think as much in that regard as it used to be, but there's still this kind of thing of, you know, oh, I first in, last out, work through the lunch. It's like, hooray. So you just get less per hour. It's not a smart way of working. And when we carry on that sort of mentality into our own business, it's like, if you think about it, it's just like utter madness. So taking breaks and having rest is so important. And it can be as simple as getting up every hour and walking around the house, making yourself a drink, going for a wee. You know, it can be as simple as that. It's about stepping away, but understanding the importance of stepping away. Because when you step away, you allow your brain and your eyes, but your brain to kind of see things differently. You allow a slightly different focus. You allow a slightly different headspace. And that's massively important. It's important to like rest yourself from the screens. That's important. But it's allowing yourself to, your mind to just think about something differently. And you can do this. You can implement it in any way you want, but you need to consciously implement something, okay? So for me, I do not have calls on a Monday or a Friday. And that doesn't mean that I don't work. Mondays is generally speaking the days that I record my podcast, but it's a completely different energy and space, right? I don't have to dry my hair. I don't have to put any mascara on. I can wear my joggers. I mean, I can wear my joggers anyway because nobody ever sees me from like shoulders up on Zoom. But it's a different energy space. And that's part of the rest cycle. It isn't rest in the same way, but it's a different energy. And that's as important, right? Managing your diary so you're in control of it, so you know that you've got an internal day or an external day. That's all part of it. And so because on Mondays and Fridays, I don't have any commitments in my diary, I can finish earlier and go for a walk. I can take a longer lunch break. I can do other stuff if I want to. And that's a restful mindset, right? It's not rest in itself, but it's a restful mindset. And that is really important. And that is really, really different. So there's things like that that you can implement. You can implement regular days off. You can plan your holiday time, right? In my Confidence to Grow program, we have implementation weeks. It's pretty much the last full week of every month where there aren't any live calls. The WhatsApp group is still open and always open, again, because it's a different energy space for everybody. It's a more, it's a gentler energy space. But there aren't live calls during the implementation weeks because it allows my clients, allows the group members to work on stuff, to think about their business, to not have the pressure of coming to calls, you know, not to have that diarised. And also for me, that's when I go on holiday. Not every month, sadly, but you know, those implementation weeks allow me to take time away from my business without having to cancel stuff and rearrange stuff. Everybody knows what's going on. And I'm still available in the WhatsApp group always, but it is a different space. So how in your business can you plan in weeks and plan in your holiday time and plan in what you want to do? Maybe you want to take the whole of August off. I know that's quite popular. For me, No, June and September, I like to go away because no kids, so don't want to go in the summer. But, you know, that's entirely up to you. And you can plan it and you can decide on all of this. And if you know you've got a week off coming up, you can jiggle things around so that you get done what you want to get done. Yeah, it's a really nice, healthy way of thinking about things. And what else is important is to create a space for reflection, right? And strategic thinking. Stepping back is massive, absolutely massive. Time away from your business allows you to reflect on your goals, to assess what's working, what's not working, to come up with new ideas, right? To give your brain the space to come up with new ideas that might be missed if you're just work all the time. Yeah. And this is one of the reasons that I've run my mastermind days throughout 2024 is because it gives people, business owners, a day out to be in a space with other people, to chat things through and to just have a different energy space. And it's incredible. It's incredible what happens because you're challenged, which you're not in your own headspace. You're challenged in a different way. And you're also with other people who get it. And it just is such a positive energy space. And you might come up with a whole new business idea that you would never have had sitting at home on your own going, I need a new business idea. Why isn't this working? I need to do something different, right? It's a completely different reflective space. And also within my program, the calls that we have every week, the twice weekly calls, they're the same thing, right? They're an hour. So different to a day, but they're a space where you come and you talk things through. And that giving yourself that space and freedom is just so fantastically powerful. But it doesn't have to be a business thing like that, a mastermind or joining a program that gives you the space. Honestly, you go for a walk in the countryside, that helps. There's lots of things like that, just stepping away and being in space, I think is really in. It's not going in a rocket, but being in space, being in nature, having big sky, I always think that that is just so helpful with stuff. Actually, something else that that will be helpful to you, if you're kind of struggling to find the time to step back, it's like, I've got so much to do. I've got something that could help you. I created this free guide called From Overwhelmed to In Control. It's the ultimate guide for working less and earning more. And what's in it is lots of strategies to help you manage your overwhelm, your work, and your time so you can focus on what really matters. If you want to get your hands on that, it's a free download. It's quite a chunky download. There's lots of stuff in there for you to think about, a PDF. Then go to libbylangley.com/guide and you'll be able to download that. And I think that will help you create this space for reflection and help you think about where you need to change things so that you can step back and just, oh my God, have the business that you actually really want, right? Rather than the stress. Other things that might work for you in terms of what you do during your downtime, right? You can just watch telly. Honestly, I quite like to TED Talks are really good to watch because they give you ideas and help you think about things differently. I like watching documentaries or business, you know, business focused stuff. Netflix has got a ton of stuff. For me, I find that incredibly helpful and incredibly inspiring. You can go to conferences. I know it's kind of still work, but you'll get inspired and you'll meet other people that are really good. Come to a mastermind day of mine or join my program, be in the space. But some people like to write stuff down, journaling, get the stuff out of your head. Other people like to record podcasts because it's very cathartic. You can work on your vision and your mission and what it is that you want for life, or just meditate, go have a massage, go for a walk, sit and look at the view, go for a drive. You know, driving is really, I always find that really helpful and really clarifying of mind. Find the space and place that works for you. To have this, you know, to have this space. It's very, very personal. Like journaling for me, it's like, I don't want to write stuff down. It doesn't, I don't get it as a concept, but I know that it works very well for people. For me, I find talking stuff through really useful, even if that is just to myself. And I find that very helpful. And thinking about things and planning about things. And what, for me certainly, and I know for a lot of my clients, it's being in that space and being able to talk things through where you get the breakthrough and you get the positive changes. So for me, right back in 2015, I was in San Diego at a conference. We were sitting by a pool with some of my peers from the UK who were also over there. And I'm just like, I'm not happy in my business. And someone said, well, you can change it. And I'm like, oh my God, of course I can. And that's what led to the big pivotal change. So being in a space with other people and talking through things always been massive for me, has always led to the change. And I know for my clients, it's being in the space with me and talking through things and me challenging and saying, no, that doesn't match what you said you wanted. Why are you doing that? That's what is so helpful. And that kind of bluntness is often really useful and is often what people need. You know, kind and loving, but just, no, that's, what are you doing? And then it's like, yeah, what am I doing? No, that's not what I want. and that's why I love my Confidence to Grow program and my clients, because it's that kind of space and seeing the transformation of people as they work through stuff is just beyond incredible for me. But what about guilt? Let's talk about guilt. Taking time off, taking time away from your business. Ooh, what opportunities are you missing? What if somebody emails you and you don't see the email? What if you're not 24/7 on social media posting in Facebook groups? Who are you missing out? Who's missing out from knowing how fabulous you are? Oh my God. I mean, nobody for one day. Nobody. A dose of reality and perspective is needed here. You are more valuable to everybody if you are rested, if you are fresh, if you are not burnt out, if your brain works properly, if you don't set up a really complicated ConvertKit funnel with loads of tagging that doesn't work because you're too tired. Hello, Libby. Yeah, that was me last week. So at the time of recording. You've got to be fresh to be able to make your vision a reality, to be able to support people in the way you want to support people. You're no good to anybody if you're knackered. It just doesn't make any sense, right? So the guilt that you feel is real, but it is not as real as pushing yourself to the point of burnout and exhaustion and extinction, right? It just isn't. And we're talking here about, you know, having a holiday, sure, but, you know, that could be once, twice a year. It doesn't need to be every month. If it is, yay you. But we're talking about half a day here, a day there, 2 hours there, having a lunch break. None of it is to the levels of neglect for your business. This is about self-care and being as tip-top as you can be, yeah? Being cancelling stuff that you don't need to do. I've cancelled a couple of events that I was going to be going to, just as a delegate, not speaking, but going as a delegate, I've decided not to go in 2024 because I know that the energy that will take to mingle with people, to have conversations, to be kind of on, it's counterproductive for me. I need the time to rest. And that's quite a brave and bold decision, really, because sure, you lose money, but actually it's prioritizing yourself. And I don't think that we do that enough, but surely that's the reason we started our businesses in the first place, so that we could be in control of ourselves, be in control of our time, build a business that fitted around our life and allowed us to maximize the energy that we have and minimize the amount of stress and effort. And that, I just think that's so powerful. I honestly don't think there's kind of anything else there. And the myth of the constant hustle, oh, it's just so bro marketing. It's just, you know, getting up at 5 o'clock. All right, but I'll be going to bed at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's what I need to do to be a success. Why do you need to be first in and last out? Who knows? Who knows if you do 2 hours work one day, 5 hours work the next day, 4 hours the day after that, 6 hours the day after that, and nothing the day after that? Who knows but you? Nobody. This is about results. This is, you know, not to sound too bro marketing, but this is about results, right? The results that you get for your clients, the transformational journey that you take your clients on, and the results of your own success. And your own success results are measured by you, because who else knows? Nobody. Nobody else knows. It's so, so personal. So what I hope for you today in this episode, that you kind of have the mindset shift, that you can shift from like guilt-ridden, got to work, oh my God, I'm being lazy, to I value rest, I value myself, I have a lovely life and a lovely business, and oh, I'm so happy that I've created this for myself. That's what I want for you. And rest is a business investment in yourself and in everything else. And it might have a cost to it too, right? Because you might decide that what's restful for your mind is to take a day out and come to a mastermind day or join a program like my Confidence to Grow program. But it might just be having a nap, sitting watching the telly, going outside for a walk. Yeah. But it is absolutely a business investment in yourself. And what this will enable you to do is to build a business that supports your life. So a successful business should absolutely enhance your life, not consume it, right? It's not everything. It isn't. It is an enhancement of the life that you want to live. And I hope that you design your business model to allow for regular time off without causing yourself tons of stress. And if you need my help on this, you know where I am. You can get me on Instagram at Libby Langley, LinkedIn search for Libby Langley. But do make sure you download that guide, right? From Overwhelmed to In Control, the ultimate guide for working less and earning more. Get it at libbylangley.com/guide. And yeah, let me know how you're going to incorporate rest into your strategy, because the power of taking time off is immeasurable. Okay, lots of love. I'll see you next week. Rest up. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review, as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. See you next week.